a live show during the week where I give help to people on podcasting. So talk about, you know, levelating, or talk about noise removal, or talk about how to set up your mixer, or all that kind of stuff. And because a lot of the people on Pride 48 are podcasters, that some people might find that interesting.
I would be up for helping to do that. Cool. Because I know we're not, when we get to the contact section, we actually got an email from someone that brought up that very thing.
Well, because you and I are always getting questions, and yes. I thought I could do it as a video, and like do some screen sharing and stuff as well, so that people could actually see what I'm doing. And right. So that I could show.
Which things. You know what? It's weird. Should we just tell everyone the secret? Usually when you write us a highly technical question about podcasting, we basically direct you to Big Fatty. Because right. he is, you know, he likes to pretend like he doesn't know how to use the computers, but no, the man's a whiz.
The only time that it's difficult is when people get new pieces of equipment that you and I have never seen.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
But no, the man's a whiz.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1137 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 6th of June, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. We have got voice letters, plus I'm going to let you know what me and Miss Kitty have been up to. Yes, Big Freddy, it's vulgar. Hello, meat eaters. Big Fatty, please don't let that be vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, being in Fort Lauderdale brings new meaning to hump day. Y'all, and I must apologize right now because, y'all, on Monday it was the full moon, and I forgot to remind you, but I'm sure you reminded yourselves, because, y'all, that's when the crazies come out. Yes, Big Freddy, as normal. But anyway, y'all, I've been trying to keep up on the Twitty, but it's been very difficult. You know, when you're on the vacay, y'all, that is Mabrofka still. Y'all, what did I have? I'll tell you what I had in a few minutes, because there's going to be a lot of food mentioned in today's little show. Y'all, got to Fort Lauderdale and picked up Miss Kitty at the Aeropuerto, which, of course, is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And, y'all, we got all settled here at the Inn Leather. And, then, y'all, we had a tentative plan with, Denny, who is, also better known as Warren, and, his, sister Cheryl. They were up there at the G'days, and, Cheryl lives here in, Fort Lauderdale, and, Denny was down checking on, one of Stevie B's places. And he didn't have as many places as Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's, but y'all, I think there's gonna be a competition. But anyway, but we had dinner plans with them, and y'all, we went to J Mark's. Is that the name of it? Big Freddy, you should have looked that up before the little show started. But I believe that's it. Yeah, J Mark's. And y'all, that is the letter J and the word M-A-R-K-S. And y'all, it was like having Steve in the Ark as our waiter, because y'all, he was, oh, he was speaking that English Mexican. But y'all, he was all upset because he had missed out on the Queen's Jubilee, and we said, well, we'll have a Jubilee for you, and he says, no, thank you. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now. anyway, y'all, we went there, and we had a lovely supper. That this was a restaurant that was recommended by that Stevie B up there in the Baltimore's, And y'all, let's see, Warren had the 10-ounce filet, and Cheryl and Miss Kitty both had the salmon. It was not in croquette form, however. And Big Fatty had the barbecue ribs. The barbecue ribs and some steamed broccoli. And Big Fatty, we know you had broccoli later in the evening. But anyway, and then the three of them had a dessert. Miss Kitty and Cheryl, they had some kind of chocolate lava bomb something. I don't know what it was, y'all. If you hadn't known it was chocolate, you'd think it was Volga. Volga! And Warren had the key lime pie. Y'all, I'm going to tell you this right now. Big Fatty is always a little leery of the key lime pie because, y'all, it's just too artificial. But, y'all, this was absolutely delicious. You could tell it was made with the sweetened condensed milk and the key lime juice. And, y'all, the crust was, it wasn't just, traditionally it comes with a graham cracker crust. But, y'all, this had nuts in it. And y'all, it was lovely. I had a bite of that. And y'all, they must have been good because it was quite embarrassing sitting at the table as they licked the bowls. Y'all, they licked the bowl. It was as if there was a Tootsie Roll. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, then after that, we said goodnight to Cheryl and because she had to work on Tuesday. And then we went over to Stevie B's new hacienda. It is the auxiliary hacienda in the Fort Lauderdale. And y'all, I got to say, both Stevie B and Warren, y'all, they got the decorating gene. Big Fatty, do you buy those at the Target? No, because y'all, the place was absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And we went out on the balcony, and that's when I realized we were at a full moon, and I thought to myself, oh, please let it be moving towards rather than away the full moon, from the full moon. But, y'all, it was moving away because it was on Monday, so that's why I had to offer up an apology. And then me and Miss Kitty went out for a little vulga fun. We weren't gone very long, but we were gone for a little while. And y'all then came back and slept in and then went and had brufkas. Warren came and met us at Lester's Diner in Fort Lauderdale. Y'all, it's a tradition for Miss Kitty and I to go to the Lester's Diner. And y'all, Big Fatty had it's kind of a weird breakfast because, you know, we had it about 11 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, it was, so I was kind of wanting some lunch, but I kind of wanted brufkas also. So, y'all, I had a feta cheese omelet, egg white omelet, and a side of the gyro meat, which came with the tzatziki sauce, and that came with the wheat toast and the grits. And I had a few bites of the grits. Y'all, I thought I was going to really miss the grits. Y'all, I had some, and it was just kind of like, okay. And y'all, then they just got stuck in my teeth, so I was not happy. Big Fatty! And I had about, there were two pieces of the wheat toast. I had about three-quarters of one of the pieces. So, y'all, it wasn't too bad. And, y'all, it was delicious. A lot of food, though. Miss Kitty had a Belgian waffle and the Bafran. And Warren had a bacon and cheese omelet with potatoes. And it was supposed to come with a biscuit. But, y'all, it came with, like, two big fat yeast rolls. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. And then we brought Warren over here to the End Leather. And showed him around the property, and then he and Miss Kitty sat out by the pool for a little while, and Big Fatty took a nap, y'all, because, you know, sometimes, you know, vacation can be exhausting. Big Fatty, don't you know it? It's almost as exhausting as listening to you talk about it.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi,
Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes. I was sitting here in my car, now that I've gotten off work, listening to the hits of the 50s, and I thought about you.
Mistress in the BFO, podcasters we used to like desk. The gay country boy, which evidently is spelled C-U-N-T, is on my list.
And, I thought about you. Wanted to give you a call. Your dad's taste in food kind of sounds a lot like me. I've done some crazy stuff like that and still ate it. And, you know, when you're a college boy and you're broke and the only thing that you have in your dorm room is a can of tuna fish and a bottle of barbecue sauce, barbecue tuna fish sounds really good. And it actually was. And every now and then I still eat it. So,
Oh, Dick, I see. Well, you see what happens when you're ugly? Yes, Big Freddy, that's what happens. No. Y'all, I swear I didn't hang up on him. I swear I did not hang up on him. But, y'all, he did call back, and he'll prove that I did not hang up on him. Yes, Big Freddy.
Okay, now I've turned into Kathy Bacon getting cut off while I'm leaving a message. But anyway, another thing, I went to North Carolina over Memorial Day holiday, and it was fantastic. On the way back, we stopped just outside of Georgia in South Carolina and filled up because y'all have cheap gas in South Carolina, and we were so thankful because we needed gas. So hope to see you soon and talk to you in person. So love you much. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you think of South Kakalaki and you think of two things. You think of Big Fatty and cheap gas. Big Fatty, they're synonymous. Is that the right word? I don't know. Wes, thank you so much for calling, even though you thought of Big Fatty when you were listening to music of the 50s. Big Fatty, you know you were born in the 50s. Okay, well, thank you for calling. Y'all, by the way, you know, this is the year that, you know, you only will be the age of the last two numbers in your year of birth once in your life. And, y'all, this is Big Fatty's year. Big Fatty, if you're lucky, you're only Big Fatty, anyway. So, y'all, you know what that is? Yes, Big Fatty, we heard you boffing it up earlier. Perhaps you need a little tropical fruit or something.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kyle in Hawaii. I just called to wish you all a happy good day. Hope you guys have tons of fun and merriment, just enjoying each other's company, and don't get too snackered from the Lucker Fest. I also had to say, every time I hear the Pineapple Princess song, I blush for one, and I laugh my ass off because I feel so, what's the word? Flattered. Very flattered. So, anyway, just wanted to send my love. Have a wonderful week/weekend, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it is the flattered Kyle in the Hawaiians. And, y'all, Kyle, I'm so glad you're flattered when you hear the Big Fatty, you can't even talk right. So flattered when you hear the Pineapple Princess, but you know that's going to be your song. It's your song over here at the BFO, so anytime you need to hear it, you just got to call in and say, Big Fatty, I need to hear my song. But anyway, Kyle, thank you so much for those lovely wishes, and as you know by now, we had a lovely time at the G'days, and y'all, I just wish we could have spent a little more time together. I might add, though, y'all, I've just received a call here in the past few minutes from Dr. Stone down there in the Miami, and he and Trailer Trash Tilly, Big Fatty, it's not Trailer Trash, but anyway, y'all, they want to go to some dirty bar. I don't know, you know, I don't know what it's all about, but they're asking if Miss Kitty and I want to go, but y'all, I just don't know. What are you, Big Fatty, no.
Someday we're gonna marry, and you'll be my pineapple queen.
Big Fatty. It's John Kopeck in New York, New York. I just want to thank you. It's Friday, June the 1st, and I got my my package in the mail today. And those two things that you sent me were just wonderful. They're both something that I will use every day. So thank you very much. That was very nice of you. Rabbit, rabbit.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, John, a good thing you said rabbit, rabbit on the month of June. We got to have good luck for the month of June. Big Fatty, you know it. And, John, I'm glad you got your package. Y'all hadn't heard a word. Hadn't heard a word from the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. That's that Gavin. Don't know if he got it or if it just went right into the trash, you know. It probably just went right in the trash. Y'all, when I mailed their packages, you know, I'd already addressed the boxes, and then the mechanical spit out the mailing labels or the postage labels, and y'all, they were too big. So y'all had to put them on the back of the boxes, and I wasn't quite sure if it was going to get there or not. So maybe Gavin didn't get his. I don't know. Big Fatty, what are the chances? What are the chances? What are the chances? Gussie, y'all, it's been almost a week since I've been over at the Spot and Big Fatty. You're that George in Atlanta who's got, who's got a podcast now instead of them boos. He has put up a picture of Big Fatty and the stars and stripes forever. Big Fatty, you look good in stripes. And y'all, then we've got the BFO celebrating Water a Flower Day. Y'all, it just sounds vulgar. National Brisket Day. Y'all, I don't know how that's done. But y'all, Big Fatty is sliced up in a brisket. Yes! And then it's National Solid Month, y'all. And of course, Big Fatty is the tomato. Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. Y'all, and there's Big Fatty is celebrating Dare Day. And y'all, and it's how Vera dare you. And y'all, Big Fatty is talking to the Vaughn. Yo, hey, hey. On the cellular telephonic device, then save your herring day. What's that? Say what? Oh, what savings? Use a coupon, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, you got to get over there to the Spot and Big Fatty and put some new pictures up there, y'all. There's just a few more that I hadn't gotten to. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Adam Burns and old Biba. Biba. And y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty and the technology, because, you know, the BFO is the only little show with a technology segment on it. And y'all, I want to thank one of my little sneaky friends out there for telling Big Fatty that there was a problem on the two, I say, Tuesday a little show. And oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, I was able to rectify. Big Fatty, it's not rectify, it's rectify. I was able to rectify the problem before the little show was posted. Y'all, the inner tubes here at the In Leather aren't the best, but y'all, you know, really, if you're at the In Leather, what are you doing on the inner tubes? You ought to be with Big Fatty. We don't need to hear about what they ought to be doing. It's just vulgar when you start talking about all of that while we're all trying to have our Cheerios. So, anyway, y'all, there's probably still enough of the full moon out there for you to go and have a good time tonight. What do you think about that, old Biba?
No, the man's a whiz.
Oh, don't talk about people whizzing, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.